The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Marvelous. How are you?
I'm lovely.
We have Carl Massini, mining engineer with Pennsylvania DEP. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us for the second week.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're
welcome.
Thank
you for having me back.
You're calling us from the southwestern part of the state, California.
Yes.
California, and Pennsylvania. That just doesn't sound right.
And the weather's beautiful today.
Good for you. We appreciate your time 2 weeks in a row and look forward to another fabulous discussion regarding mine subsidence insurance. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors we have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, and look us up on LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Okay, Carl Massini, mining engineer with Pennsylvania DEP. Last week, we covered who should have mine subsidence insurance, where to go to find out on the internet, on the web, if you are located over a mine, near a mine, and if you should get insurance and the application process. This week, I thought we can talk about how many people actually are insured, have mine subsidence insurance.
Well, we did a little research a few years ago, and not only in the anthracite coal region in your part of the state, but back here in the western part of the state, we figured about 1 million homes are over abandoned underground mines or sure to have the insurance, and only about 6% of the people that we figure should have the insurance actually have a policy. So we're looking at roughly 60,000 policies in the state, as opposed to should have 1 million policies if everyone that has mining beneath them or near them purchases a policy.
So we talked about that last week because, you know, there's a lot of myths out there, and Pat's going to bring up a story, but there's a lot of people that think that this is covered under their ordinary general homeowner's insurance policy.
It is not. It's probably 99.9% likely that it's not covered unless you know you purchased a policy from a private insurer that sells insurance, that sells mine subsidence insurance. You're not going to be covered. And you know, the worst case that I run into in doing this job over the years is we get a call, we go out to a site, a structure is damaged, typically a residential structure. They don't have the insurance. There's no monies available for them to repair their home. They're basically on their own. Our sister agency might do some mine stabilization to further stabilize the mine around or near the home. But as far as the damages that occur to the home, there's no recourse for that homeowner to get monies to repair their home. As opposed to if you purchase the insurance, we're going to repair the home as well, if not better, and up to code, providing you have enough coverage, basically whatever it takes to get that home back repaired properly.
For someone that didn't tune in last week, that didn't hear the rates, can you just quickly review that? I know they're on your website, and we'll talk about where they can go and how they can get that information on the internet. But for our purposes today, what are the rates for mine subsidence insurance, please?
The rate is roughly 55 cents per $1,000 of coverage. Just to throw out a few coverage numbers, for $50,000 a year, that's going to cost you about $32 a year. For $100,000 a year of coverage, it will cost you around $57. $200,000 coverage, you're looking at $107. And if you're a senior citizen, you get a 10% discount on that rate. The rates have not changed. You know, another great thing about our insurance is actually over the years, the rates have continued to go down. We've tried to make it more affordable as the fund, that it's a nonprofit fund that supports the program, has increased. We've actually cut rates and expanded coverage. So it isn't like you're going to buy a policy this year and suddenly your rates are going to shoot up next year like most of our insurances typically do. So it's well worth the investment. You don't have to get full coverage. We recommend that, if not slightly beyond that, because of appurtenances that we cover or incidental costs that we might, monies that we might give you. But if you could afford some coverage, by all means, at least get some coverage or have some protection in the event you'd have a subsidence event.
So a consumer doesn't have to go directly through the DEP, but they can go to their own insurance agent, but their insurance agent has to offer this, mine subsidence, yeah, insurance.
Correct. Private insurers can participate or sign up to sell our insurance. Again, just in an effort for the state to get the word out about the insurance and hopefully have more people purchase it. They could sign up on our website to do that. A homeowner who contacts them who might have their homeowner's insurance with them, for example, might want to ask them, you offer Pennsylvania's mine subsidence insurance, and it's going to be the same cost to the homeowner. The insurance agent's going to make a one-time, we'll give them half the first year's premium for selling the insurance, but again, it's not going to cost the homeowner any more money. And then once the policy is in place, we will take over and bill you yearly. We'll notify you when your premium's due. So that private insurer is kind of stepped out of the picture, but that is an option.
So
and the other thing I want to stress is, you know, we talk about residential structures. There's other, you can insure really a structure that has walls and is attached to the ground. And has a roof. So that might be a residential structure, a detached garage, a shed. We cover commercial buildings. You know, businesses can be insured, and they're all at the same rate. So condominiums, high-rises, things like that can all be insured. And, again, the rates are all the same.
How about the deductible? Can one choose their deductible to change the premium amount?
No, we actually eliminated the deductible. If you read the policy, it'll say that there is a deductible and the deductible is zero. So you can't change that. The only thing that could occur, if you apply for the insurance and we come out and do a pre-policy inspection and the home already has damage of concern, we might have to do some type of conditioning of the policy, either excluding certain conditions or some type of monetary exclusion based on the damages that we see. So that doesn't happen very often, but if you have existing problems with the home, you apply. We're going to do our best to get you a policy, but we might have to work in some conditions with that policy. So you don't want to wait till you have a problem. If that occurs, we're probably not going to be able to get you a policy. So if you got no issues or minor issues, we expect to find some minor issues in every home. You know, by all means, go ahead and apply for the insurance.
What are the different damages? We talked about it slightly last week, cracking. What other damages can occur to a property? We didn't go
from mine subsidence.
From mine subsidence, sinkholes.
Yeah, for the structure, which is what we deal with, the insurance program is dealing with the structure, and again, we cover appurtenances to that structure. If a subsidence event hits that, the same event that hits the structure also hits these appurtenances, which are driveways, sidewalks, retaining walls, in-ground pools. What we typically see, depending on the depth of the mining that the event propagated from, if it's a localized sinkhole type event, we could get significant downward displacement in the lower portions of the home, cracking, movement downward of the basement floor, foundation walls, and that of course can cause problems in the upper floors of the home. Plaster cracks, doors and windows out of square, as opposed to other issues, that might affect just the land, if you have a problem, and I did want to mention this, if you have a problem that's not affecting the home, but perhaps you have a sinkhole open up on your property or some type of depression you're concerned about, you can give our sister agency a call. They're called the Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation. They're also a DEP agency. They're at 570-826-2371, and they would come out, and depending on their criteria, if it's a risk to the public, and again, that's something that they would decide. You don't need insurance for this, but they might decide to fill in the hole, perhaps do some stabilization in the area. But again, feel free to contact them if you have something on your property, not affecting the structure, but you'd like them to take a look at.
Our neighbor, this is probably why we're in Dunmore, and I know that there's mines around. Our neighbor has in her lawn, every year she's filling up a hole. It's got to be about probably, it might be 10 by 10. You know, it's pretty good. Every year she fills it up. And then her other neighbor about 30 feet away has the same hole in her lawn that she's always filling up. So is this possible? This could be from a mine?
It could. And it, like I said, it doesn't hurt to have them come out and take a look. If it's not, they might even, again, might be able to tell you what it is or determine what it is. And you know, at least put your mind at rest or come up with an idea about how to go about filling it more permanently. But again, give them a call, 570-826-2371. They will also look at structures that someone has a concern that does not, if they don't have insurance, this would be the agency that you could also call. They would at least come out and take a look at it. Again, they're not going to be able to give you monies to fix the home. You have to have the mine subsidence insurance in order for us to be able to pay you to do repairs to the structure. So, again, keep that number in mind, 570-826-2371.
And it's the Bureau of Mine Reclamation?
Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation. And, they're also a PADEP agency. They kind of handle the land. I like to tell people they handle the land around the home if there's an event, where we kind of handle the structure and appurtenances if there are an event, and if you're insured.
Okay, good advice. And anybody that has a situation like that, a hole or something, that they've a damage that they've had, but they don't have mine subsidence insurance, they can call that number.
Yeah, they could give them a call and have them come out and take a look. But again, I can't stress enough, if you don't have the insurance in your home, the structure you're concerned about, typically a residential structure, is damaged by mine subsidence, you don't have the insurance in place, there's no one that's going to be able to give you money to repair that home or structure.
You're on your own.
You're on your own, and I've seen cases, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage. I've seen homes have to be torn down. And, you know, it's very sad to see, but consider getting the insurance to protect your investment. And I think we mentioned last week, but many lenders now are requiring people to get at least check to see if it's needed, first of all, and then to get the mine subsidence insurance if there is underground mining in the area to protect, their loan or investment.
Okay. How's the claim process, please?
Well, the claim process, if you have the insurance in place and you have any concerns at all, and we stress that people would call us if they see something unusual they're concerned about with their structure, give us a call before you repair it. Let us come out and take a look. You give us a call, we'll take some information down to locate you. We'll look up all the mining information. We'll come out, do an investigation, typically spend a few hours at the home, photograph, take notes. We talked prior about what we look for, but if it's not a subsidence issue, regardless, we're going to generate a detailed report that we're going to get back to you so that you'll have. If it is a mine subsidence issue, we're going to work with you, and the investigator will develop a scope of work needed to repair that structure. Typically, we're doing some type of foundation repair. The mines are below the homes, or below the structure, so the lowest portion of the home is going to be impacted at a minimum. So we're going to do some type of foundation repair, which might be replacement of, or there's other techniques out there, peering techniques that can stabilize and lift footings and foundations. We work up this scope of work. We develop very itemized bid sheets for the homeowner. We give those to the homeowner. We ask the homeowner to get estimates. And again, they're very itemized, easy to get a contractor to give you estimates. We do an in-house estimate. We ask you to submit two estimates. We compare to our in-house estimate. There's problems, differences that are significant. We may contact the contractor. But in the end, we would cut the homeowner a check based on the estimates that we agreed upon. And from there, we don't have the contractor come in and do the work. It's up to the homeowner. Actually, it's their decision. Our obligation is to pay them for the damage. They can decide not to repair the home, which, of course, we could no longer insure the home. Plus, they're going to have a problem in the future trying to sell it. But it's up to them to hire either the contractors that gave them the bid or another contractor to do that scope of work. And it's important that they do the scope of work that we all agreed upon so that we could continue to get them the insurance. If there's problems along the way, things that come up, we'll gladly stop out. We do periodic inspections, different milestones during the repairs, and a final inspection so that we can document that the work was done properly, and again, so that we could continue their insurance.
So you don't, the homeowner gets to choose who does the work, though?
Yes, it's up to them. We do not like to recommend contractors to do work. We prefer them to find their own contractors. There is some specialized work involved with repairs, the peering that I talked about. It's not something that every contractor does. It's kind of a newer technique, so we might give them the names. But, yeah, to get the estimates, we ask them to notify contractors. There's a website that Pennsylvania has, and I apologize, it's kind of slipping my mind now, that you can check to see if it's a valid contractor. I'll try to look that up and get it back to you. But you, of course, want to be safe. You don't want to call any contractor, get references from this contractor. If you really get stuck, we could do our best to try to give you a list of contractors.
Well, the reason I asked is because we had someone drive through a garage, and then a company just showed up out of nowhere. They didn't even call us.
Yeah, they said that they were going to do the repairs.
insurance company had sent them.
Yeah, and I was like, no, you're not doing my repairs.
I think that the website, I just slipped my mind, Jack, I think it's through the Attorney General's office. They have a website of approved contractors. They have to be licensed. They have them sorted by types of construction you may need. You know, mine's with science repair. Again, you're normally doing foundation work, so you want to have someone that could do that. As opposed to something
reputable,
really
licensed, yeah, agreed. Okay,
so just be careful, I guess, would be the bottom line. And again, we'll do what we can to help the claimant through the process.
We're with Carl Massini, mining engineer with Pennsylvania's DEP. We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a beautiful 12-year-old home in the Trips Park section of Scranton, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home for $235,000. This home is an oasis in the city. It has a large rear deck with a retractable awning. It has a koi pond, a pool, and wonderful landscaping. The home has central air conditioning, granite kitchen countertops, and a 1-car garage. The lower level was built with a kitchen, and it could be converted into an in-law suite. That's a 12-year-old, 4-bedroom, 2-bath home at 105 Little Spike Way in Scranton for $235,000, and that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down.
Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court?
No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is huge.
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back with Carl Massini, mining engineer with PA's DEP. Thanks for being with us for 2 weeks in a row. We're talking about mine subsidence insurance, the importance of it. It's not automatically with regular homeowners insurance policies. It's something that is extra, but it doesn't cost a lot. It's pretty inexpensive.
It is very inexpensive.
Can I have your contact information and the website information, please?
Yeah, toll-free number if you have any questions about the insurance, 1-800-922-1678. If you want to get an application, find out if you're undermined, you could call that number. We also have a website. It's www.pamsi.org that you could go on. And again, it's a new website, a little smoother running than our prior website. You could go online, find out if you're undermined. You could apply for the insurance online. So those two, if you're interested in the insurance, either give us a call or go on and check out the website.
So you can practically do everything online. You can submit your application. You can renew online.
Correct.
You can do anything and everything online, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. If you don't, you know, you're not computer savvy or don't have internet access, you can still give us a call, and we'll get you what you need if you're interested in the insurance.
I have a friend. He's not going to be my friend after I say this, though. But he works for an engineering firm, and I told him he knows where I live. And I said, how do I find out if there's mines underneath my house? He said, oh, that's going to cost you thousands of dollars because there's no reliable maps, and we have to do research. So my friend was giving me a false story?
Yeah, I'm not sure he was one of your better friends, but either on our website, again, you could find out just generally speaking if you're undermined or not, but then there's another website, that's PA Mind Map Atlas, that you could Google that, PA Mind Map Atlas. The website is www.pamindmaps.psu.edu. We have people within DEP and in various universities through a grant program that are gathering these hard copy maps, scanning them, georeferencing them, and putting them out there in electronic form that the public can go and look at, print out, do what they want to do, manipulate what they need for whatever their needs are, and that's completely free. We've had over 1 million hits on that website and about 44,000 downloads since it's been out there the last couple of years. It's constantly being updated. We're not going to say that every map we have is yet out there or that exists is out there, but whatever we're gathering, we're scanning, georeferencing, and we're putting out there to the public to use.
Say someone has a condo, condominium, or a townhouse. Is this something they should be interested in, mine subsidence insurance? Is it something that's offered to them?
Yes, it is offered to them. Some of these condominiums or townhouse units have associations. So sometimes we have situations where the association will buy the insurance for all the homeowners or unit owners. Sometimes they don't, but if you still want to get the insurance, you can get an individual policy. If there is an association, they would have to be named on the policy. But ultimately, if you had a subsidence problem, you have the insurance, which you can get, we're going to compensate you to do repairs.
Now, if someone just sold a house and they had mine subsidence insurance, can they transfer it to the new owner?
No, they cannot. We can get a refund if the person's selling the home and there's time left on the policy in the 1 year that it covers, we can give them a refund, but the new owner would have to apply for the insurance.
And they can't take it to their, obviously, to their new house either.
No, you can't do that. Each new ownership, change of ownership, new structure, you have to reapply or apply for the insurance.
Okay. You know, when these things happen, mine subsidence and streets open up and there's huge gaping holes.
And it's the first thing on the news.
And it's on the news for days. It can be tragic. In a lot of cases, cars and corners of houses can, you know, be affected terribly. That's really, you know, makes us all pause and think, but that doesn't happen every day.
No, it doesn't. You know, like any other insurance, what you're being covered for doesn't happen perhaps often or at all, but if you don't have the insurance and that problem occurs, you know, you're going to have a problem. So that's why we encourage the people. It's a state program. It's very affordable. It's a nonprofit program. The program's been around since the early 60s. We've had over $30 million worth of damages that we've paid since then. So, you know, every year we're right around, probably in recent years, $1 million worth of damages that occur to structures. So even though you might not think it's going to happen to you, if it does and you're not insured, you know, it's just a traumatic experience and a very unfortunate situation because you're not going to be able to be compensated for repairing the damage.
Carl Massini, mining engineer with PA's DEP, we thank you for 2 weeks of fabulous discussion. When we opened this show today, you threw out a statistic out there that only 6% of people who should have mine subsidence insurance actually do.
That's correct.
So it's something to think about, especially in this region. It's a big coal region, and there's a lot of coal mines underneath the ground. We don't think about them anymore because we haven't done mining in this area for a long time, but they're still there.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home at 543 Quincy Avenue in Scranton for only $69,000. This home is close to the University of Scranton and the hospitals. This home has very good bones. It has a new back porch, updated electrical. It has replacement windows. All the hard stuff has been done, but the price should not be a surprise since it does need some cosmetic enhancements. That's a 5-bedroom, 2-bath home close to the University of Scranton at 543 Quincy Avenue for only $69,000.
Thank you, Pat. And I have some Greater Scranton
statistics.
I do. I
love
statistics. I know you do. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for single family homes in all areas. The absorption rate, and that's the amount of time in terms of months that the inventory that we currently have on the market would take to sell. And that's just under 10 months at 9.96. So that number is going down. It's seen a 12% change from last year at this time. Now, the price ranges that have seen the most change in year-to-date is the $60,000 to $70,000 price range on single-family homes. It's seen a 43% increase in sales. The $100,000 to $120,000 price range has seen a 20% increase in sales for single-family homes. The $180,000 to $200,000 price range has seen a 23% increase year-to-date. And the $400,000 to $500,000 price range has seen a 160% increase in sales. So that's good news for that market. We're seeing year-to-date, our total sales are up 9.4% since last year at this time. So total number of sales. So that's good news for our area. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have a great week. Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.